This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, April 30, 2009. By faith, confessing our faith today. The scripture is Hebrews 11, verses 32 and 39. What more shall I say? These were all commended for their faith. Sports coaches and sports psychologists know the importance of faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You have to believe you can do your sport or you won't win. Faith gives drive, energy, confidence. Our journey through Hebrews 11 has pointed out a variety of things that ordinary people were able to do because they had faith. And their faith was not in themselves, but in God. Faith in God is assurance in what God has done and confidence in what God can do and will do at the right time, in His time. True faith refocuses both our eyes on God. It also centers our gravity in such a way that it keeps both our feet on the ground, even while it lifts our hearts to heaven. Faith enables us to stand tall and live straight. It puts a spring in our step. Faith that is as small as a mustard seed, says Jesus, can move a mountain. One person's faith can change the world. Think of the Apostle Paul, for example, or of Martin Luther. In chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews gives us a high-speed history to illustrate the power of faith. Perhaps you could add the names of some people you know of to the events listed in the closing verses there. Imagine your name in that list. What events in your life might be mentioned as an example of faith at work? Would you pray with me? Lord, bless us still more with the power of faith in You, till the day when, together with all believers who have gone before us, we will be made perfect. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.